memorizing?
Phil Kaiser.
No, but seriously, if you have, we were talking about memorizing. You got to do your speeches, guys, like in different ways. You got to sing them. You got to do them while you're folding. I'm telling you, do something while you're doing your speech. If you can do your speech while you're doing it, you can easily stand up and look in people's eyes and talk it. I really believe in physicalizing the speech. It will actually bring out vocal dynamics.
Clean your house.
Yeah,
your
seriously.
Parents will love you for it.
If you can vacuum and do your speech, that's incredible.
I'll be stuck vacuuming for the rest of my life.
But I mean, it does bring out unexpected vocal dynamics that you would never.
Vacuum.
You know, when you practice your speech, like, in your brain, you literally click into, I'm practicing my speech, and this is how I should deliver my speech. But if you're doing something else, you'll bring up new vocal dynamics that you would never have thought of because you're not thinking of delivering your speech.
Yeah. You don't want to develop a speech voice, like, separate from your regular voice, I guess.
And the other big advice I
gave... Really? Because I'm not sure I know what you're talking about. For two main reasons.
I really enjoyed your work. It's very, very, seriously, it's very funny. And you're gonna You know, I say go for it, guys. You've got what? How many weeks have we got before Nationals?
Four.
That's like a decade. Let's cram and jam. We're done. All right. If you need to go, I mean, seriously, go.
I know, but I need Annie.
Guys,
can
go. Guys, go. Go, go,
feel
go.
Bad.
You guys have been incredible. You guys have been great.
I'm Annie's backup driver.
Sarah.
I live right in the neighborhood.
You brought Ryan all the way to Vernon Hills. You can leave. Neil, no.
Phil.
I'm looking for this.
Were we gonna get those notes?
Yeah, I will be in contact with you tomorrow.
Okay.
Compost this. Hey, guys, my pet peeve: hit that mark after the applause. Be right there. That's just a general note. The opening moment, I wasn't ready for. What's your opening? Yeah, you just. You know, you got to put more. You got to put more on this. So let's. Yeah, more repetition. So let's. That's right. Let's compost. That's right. Compost. You know what I mean? Just have fun. You're too. Your speech.
Okay.
You're still dropping off here, and you got to bring it to people.
Okay.
That's right. Let's compost. Are you into it? You're not into it? Come on. Get into it. You know what I mean?
Just yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a good, exercise.
Yeah,
video.
Right. No, that's good, yeah. That's good because that's about health, right? And the environment.
Yeah.
Get the oxygen. Let's compost. And it's one, and two,
double
and come,
time
and go, and back, and right, and...
And stir.
And stir. Stir the post. Stir the compost. And stir.
You have to water it, too.
I thought that was a great line. Maybe a little bit more of a setup. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Party on.
Thank you for all your help.
Great work.
Bye, Sarah.
We'll do a follow up. We'll do one more follow up. Okay?
Bye.
See you later.
Bring it, okay?
Yes.
Bring it. Change it. Change your speech.
Yes.
Don't.
I'm going to go look at my.
I know exactly what you're talking about. We used to call it the danger of one. Mm. It was the worst thing because the kid that came in like and then man.
Bye, Annie.
We used to do? We used to take our best students to a really hard tournament before Nationals, and we made sure because we knew they'd get their ass they'd get their asses kicked and they'd be like, oh, we suck, we're bad, please help us, make us better.
But the thing is, I know I don't feel like it's the one thing because I went to community college. I wanted to be an open.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Good.
Have that look, Phil. I saw that.
Just don't be satisfied. I'm just saying, don't be satisfied. Keep, you know.
Check your email tomorrow.
You know what our other joke was?
Bye. Bye.
Oh, this goes way back. And I won't even tell you who the dude was. ISU used to be always the first tournament for us. And so some people would jump out early and they'd write their STE. Speech, and they do they do really well. They break because if you had it memorized by ISU, you were in the final round, right? And so then we'd be working, like months after ISU, and we'd be brainstorming just like this. And this one guy would be like, "I'm not changing that joke." I'm like, why? It's not good. It worked at ISU.
So don't get, we always say, don't fall in love with the big laugh at Irish Shield. I thought that was a great joke. Cry at inconvenient truth. I think you need more of a setup and just kind of, it was a funny idea. You've got a funny line. You're not capturing the funniness of it. Like, you know, here it is. You know, I need to tell you, the first time I saw Inconvenient Truth, I cried. The second time, I really cried.
I wept.
The second time, I wept.
Third time, I sobbed.
Not since I saw March of the Penguins did I.
Now, see, I would have gone, and granted, this is me with nerdy pop culture references, but like, the first time, I cried. The second time, I openly wept in that theater. And the third time, I jizzed in my pants.
I'm always for
I jizzed in my pants.
I'm for any. I love dick references. So don't. No, you got to keep it clean.
You must see it.
But I think that's funny. Not since March of the Penguins. Not since March of the Penguins have I openly wept. To me, that's as good as a Holocaust movie.
Is there a name for that? You know that famous Indian commercial where he's looking down on the
Oh, yeah. That's that famous commercial.
Yeah.
How do you know that commercial?
Wow.
Everybody knows that's that
iconic.
Commercial.
What commercial?
That's iconic.
Who's seen it? Where did you see that?
I saw it on TV at some point. I don't need the single tier.
I think you should get a big blow up.
Yeah,
and say,
I know that.
I thought that was from The Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah,
exactly.
In 1970s, they had an iconic image of the Indian with a tear on his cheek. Solidified this nation's urge to reinvent itself as an environmentally conscious country. And guess what? We give two craps about the American Indian. You know what I mean? And guess what? You can go to a gambling casino at Horseshoe and have King Big Horse deal you some blackjack. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, he's still crying. You know what I mean? And what I'm saying is, you need to have you have to have more verbal passion and energy into this speech. This is what I call you have a topic that's like no one's gonna argue against you. I mean, so yours is a come on board, get a part of the big love.
It's like a persuasion about child soldiers or something.
right. I mean, that's what's great about it. What I'm saying is that gives you every right to just be as encouraging, and you're not really. What's to rub against is the fact that people aren't doing what's obvious, right? They aren't moving into the. Oh, I love you. No, I don't want to. I want one. I just want one or two minutes. So anyway, let's cry it in community. I find. We drop our paper into the bin. What's that area?
As soon as we drop the Sunday funnies in that green bin.
Is that with Dilbert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was. Take me back a little further.
Before that?
Yeah.
It's an N.
Oh, no thanks, man.
Talking about before, like the facts. Americans are only doing things such as recycling their newspapers.
That. Yeah, just one or two lines, so I just get I can remember where what I was talking about.
We make small, easy changes to feel like we're doing something good. As soon as we put the Sunday funnies in that green bin, we feel like we've done our part. Well, guess what, Dilbert?
Yeah. I mean, you need to go further. That is a great. You need to go further with that. You need to act that out even more. You know, you need to actually go as soon as we've taking our Sunday's funnies, we've put into that bin. Oh man, you know, it's off our. You know, it's like what's that called? Our environmentally guilty conscience has been suddenly. You know,
the burden has been lifted.
Yeah, the burden has been suddenly.
Our carbon footprints disappeared.
Yes, that's right. My little carbon footprint. Yeah, I like that. Our carbon footprint disappears. The environmental. Uber weight is lifted from my shoulders, and And what, then it needs to be one more line. And suddenly I'm standing next to Al Gore, or you know what I mean? It's like, no.
Can you make reference to that poem? Who would carry Jesus? Who would Jesus carry? What is that poem?
Oh, what would be the most environmentally... you know, like, environmental thing you could visualize. Yeah. Like, you know, you're like, besides Al Gore, who's the major mouthpiece to environmentalism?
Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader. Yeah. And suddenly you're tweeting.
Or it just be like Grizzly Adams or something.
That's not. Right. Oh yeah. Yule Gibbons, Grizzly Adams.
What's that guy on Discovery Channel?
Bear Grylls.
The guy that like goes out in the nature by himself and.
Yeah.
Bear Grylls.
What's the name of that show? Survivor Man. That's it.
Oh yeah. Suddenly you're cuddling up bird. Yeah. Something that's not bad. So Survivor Man reference. Suddenly you're what? Help me out, Charlie. Yeah,
suddenly you're cuddling up and Survivor Man is saving you from hypothermia.
No, you're saving.
Suddenly
him.
You and Survivor Man are suddenly. What about this
tree.
Like? Oh, suddenly you're in. No, suddenly you're so in. You know, I like the idea. Like you could you're texting Survivor Man on
maybe a Jane Goodall reference.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty interesting. Suddenly, you and Survivor Man are texting each other. She was like, Survivor Man, or
I think she still lives with
Jane Goodall. Jane Goodall. That's good.
And in suddenly, the season, she was all like, "Diamonds will make everything better."
Oh, yeah, The Simpsons.
Jane, work with that idea, Jane Goodall, Survivor like, Man. Suddenly you and Survivor like Man, Jane Goodall. I think are palling around.
To mine.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly you and Jane Goodall and Survivor Man are palling around talking about... Oh, that's close. Suddenly you, Jane Goodall and Survivor Man are palling around talking about new compost techniques, you know. But it made something more absurd. I don't know your speech. I don't know what you need is environmental lexicon that... finishes that phrase.
Survivor Man and Jane Goodall are talking about
suddenly
who
you mean
are,
we're banding about is it better to this or that?
Yeah, are competing to see who flushes the toilet less. They're competing. I don't know.
Kermit the Frog stinky finger joke. I thought you got to either cut it or you got to have a follow up thing because it's going to get the
What was it before? What was it?
Yeah, exactly why, like, I get that it's a sexual thing with Miss Piggy, but what is
it? I'll explain to you someday.
Okay.
But it gets you a lot of laughs, right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I
like
in this forum.
I don't like it.
No. I always say an ooh joke deserves it. It just needs another one, too.
But he does follow it up with Miss Piggy.
Read it.
I did follow it up with the Miss Piggy.
Her like your stomach, the problems are threefold.
Yeah.
And he also says, Kermit the Frog says, my fingers smell like pork, and he also says,
it's not easy being green.
Right, because everybody's expecting you to say, it's not easy being green.
Yeah.
I think it was just a delivery thing.
I think
no one expects Kermit
don't
to
absorb. My comment is don't absorb the full throttle. Like, it's going to get a mixed laugh, ooh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to get that. So you don't absorb the full... That's a joke that you actually... here's a rare exception to the... Let them... You have to... You the minute they respond, you jump on their response. Because you don't want that to linger in the judge's mind. Because seriously, I mean... I'm like, man, he just made a Kermit the Frog stinky finger, you know, pussy smelly joke. It went off. I'm like, my God. Okay. So you gotta... you can get the laugh, but then you gotta... You know, hit it and go.
Fine, yeah.
You could say,
BP, a little flower. Very funny. Oh, that really got me going. That got me really thinking. The BP, little flower stuff, that's rich. That's rich with more.
Okay.
That's an area. You guys got like fertile funny turf. I mean, you know, like, because everyone's seen that. Everyone's seen the. I mean, to me, that is a perfect example about your speeches. Everyone feels good about the image of environmentalism or the image of being. I'm a little carbon footprint. I am. But they really aren't stepping up to the plate. They really isn't that your point, right? And that to me is like, you know, what a great irony is that BP, an oil company that is the least probably the effective on reducing our carbon footprint, makes us feel good, right? So it's like, oh, let's think of other images. Why not? Let's think of other images we could put to the oil, the Valdez oil spill. Why don't we, you know, why don't we put, other than, why don't we put azaleas? You know what I mean? Next to the big oil spill, the Valdez oil spill. And then we'll have, what are other, I'm thinking this is rich. Other, here's the premise. And you guys brainstorm it. Other funny, environmentally feel-good flowers, not just flowers, but feel-good images that we could put next to the worst contaminants that harm our environment.
Yeah.
What's it called? Like when you have sewage.
Like a little puppy in like the Appalachian coal valley or something.
Yeah, that's very good.
Little
pictures of puppies next to the sewage spill.
Yeah.
I mean, so
strip mining.
Yeah. Strip mining. Get these. Are you got these down?
Yeah.
This is your rich area. And you should do. You should have like five jokes.
Yeah.
You should have.
The problem with Chernobyl was that it didn't have enough chrysanthemums. You know?
That's right. That's right.
It's all on tape.
But you need.
Oh yeah, it is.
That's the area, and then you come right off of this, Phil. One, two, three, four. Right, and then then you come right off into a great point. Is that? Yeah. But that's the problem. Is the flower on the BP doesn't mean when you put $75 of gas into your Hummer, you know, that it smells good, right? Or that it comes with potpourri, right? It doesn't come with, there's no potpourri with your BP, fill-up of your Hummer.
Yeah, sure, everybody gets upset when, penguins get covered in oil, but nobody asks, how good is it for their skin?
That's good. Right, I love that. That was the. Did you have a busy Barack or the I'm talking, taking my vote back? Something?
Yeah.
What
that's in the.
Musical bit hysterical. Keep. But musical bit, I think.
A little bit of surprise there. Like when you did the Captain Planet, so I'm Captain Planet. I'm gonna do the. And then speed it up. And then. it's like. You just not go right into it too quick.
I agree. I put. Let's set it up a little more unpredictably. Could do it. You could do even more. Could do it even a little more. Let's look at that. I can help the toilet paper joke. What's the toilet? So I got toilet. I'm done.
I'm listing things that.
I got busy Barack. I wanted to help you with, and I can. And the toilet paper joke.
More than the toilet paper. You recycle it right on the both.
Use both sides of that copy paper. Use both sides of that toilet paper.
Yeah,
do Barack first.
Did you forget stuff up there?
Only the part about the hobos. Only our hobo joke.
Oh.
And in general, I gotta tell you, I was multitasking. It's so hard. Like I'm trying to. I'm listening and then I'm writing. Trying to write little funny notes for you guys.
Yeah.
So, pardon me. Sometimes my whole head wasn't. Around the speech, but at some point, tell me what the nut of this speech is. Is it about composting, or is it about being a real environmentalist, an active environmentalist, as opposed to a passive?
Yes.
Okay,
it's much more that because people
he's
think
not saying that people I'm not think. Finding the language that I need that premise and that language just stuck up my ass.
That's the problem. It's in there. I've thought about that this week, but it's that thing of I'm going to do funny and then I'm going to do speech. And when he does speech, your brain goes away.
Exactly. You need to repeat it with passion and to say it. I always say, say the crux of your point twice, and if the first time it's the statement, and the second time hopefully there's a joke attached to it.
Well, it's like the idea of he says reduce, reuse, and recycle is also in the order of importance.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. You're saying that's in his preview?
I'm saying that it's also that phrase is in the order of importance, according to the speech.
Which is a really good
point.
Wait,
he says that in the speech?
No, but I think it might be a good way to illustrate.
Oh, yeah, you definitely, that should definitely
I agree.
Be in there.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
It's in the order which is best.
First off,
planet.
If you do the compost dance thing, you can easily say, I think you need to just say, so am I talking about compost, really? We're going to get together and we're going to put like a little chipotle, potpourri, little fluffernutter, mix of environmentally dangerous contaminants together. No, that's not the point. The point is, that we like the idea of being, that we like the idea of being environmentally conscious.
But we don't
without
want to change
trying
our
very
lifestyles.
Hard. Yeah, but we don't want to step up to the freaking plate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That tone could be put in some of the lines, because those lines are in there.
Yeah.
But they get blown.
So good. So between you and your coach, let's mediate that issue. Okay? But let's step up the plate, and let's step up the plate because according to a lot of sources, we ain't got much time, right?
Yeah.
we have to do the carbon, the two-step carbon footprint reduce, Watusi.
And when it comes to making the change that will make the biggest difference, we have a long way to go.
We gotta jump.
Some of those
lines
need to be played more instead of just shot out of your mouth.
You know what? And also, how about this though? How about the play on words about we need to act on it, not act like it? You know what I mean? Like the idea of we act. The difference between act and acting, like when you act, you're acting, but we need to act. We need to really act, not fake act. Mm-hmm. It's the difference between, that might be funny, we need to really act, not fake act. It's like the difference between, now when you think of it's the difference between like when you see Anthony Hopkins versus, think of a bad actor, you know what I mean?
Keanu Reeves.
Now see, I think, especially because you said Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
And you know they did that Hannibal prequel where they got some no-name horrible actor to play the role.
Yeah.
Like maybe do something like that where a role was taken over by someone who is generally perceived as not being able to act.
Eddie Murphy and the guy that was in Daddy Day Camp or whatever.
Cuba Gooding.
We got it.
Who was the guy who was Obi-Wan in the classic trilogy?
Hang on to your thought. What's your thought?
No, I am. Oh, I was waiting for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like when they went from classic Obi-Wan to Ewan McGregor.
Hang on. Fire away. Okay. Hold on there.
I don't know. I just think it's the most important thing. Like in the conclusion, I think it would really make it clear if you say like, recycling is really like the last resort. You only recycle if you can't reduce, and if you can't reduce, then you reuse.
That's beautiful.
And only then do you recycle.
That was very good.
It's in there.
Does that pick up that well?
Oh yeah, that seems good.
Wow. So you got it. What time is that at? I would write that down exactly. And maybe you want
to tape recorders. What he was using.
Maybe you want to front load. You know what I mean? Maybe you want to front load the speech.
I'm gonna give you this.
That point. And then reiterate it at the end. That's what I would do.
Because we say it's all about reduce, reuse, recycle, and cocaine. Maybe we could say it there.
I would say it three times. I would
so
say
cocaine.
So reduce,
really
reuse, and recycle, and of course cocaine. Let me say that again, in case any of you are on cocaine. You know what I mean?
Because
to me that's funny. Because cocaine, he gets the laugh, right?
Yeah.
He goes, let me say that again, in case anybody's thinking, man, I need to do some cocaine, right? It's about reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah. I think you should be like,
and then hit that
80s,
eight ball.
We're all about reduce, reuse, recycle, cocaine. Something right now you're like, and cocaine.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I don't think it's bad, but I wouldn't choose it.
Different choice.
Yeah. I would say in general, you need to start thinking of your persona as instigator, cheerleader, provocateur, and anything
more towards our cocky bastard.
He's got to be up there challenging people. You got to be motivational. This is a motivational. You got to be like, hey, we're not doing it. We're not getting it done. You think you're getting it done?
Yeah.
It's not getting done. It's cute. I would actually. Not to me. I would say that's how some jokes are so simple. You know what you think you're doing in changing the world. It's really, I have to be honest with you, cute. But it's not effective. It's not, and let me tell you why. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's barely cute. Like the flute was on H.R. Puffin stuff. I wanted to give you an 80s reference. Toilet paper.
You recycled like 20 pounds of newspaper? That's so cute.
Yeah, right.
And something like, yeah, that's so cute. My family puts our own waste in the compost bin. Something like that.
You're not supposed to do that.
You're not?
Yeah, make poop jokes.
Oh, no, I thought
you're not supposed to put waste in the compost bin.
But I'm just saying,
you recycled,
like,
your newspaper?
Toilet paper jokes.
That's what we wipe our poop asses jokes with.
Yes, that's
wait,
it.
What'd you say? You got
we
one?
Cobbled shoes.
We read old newspapers.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I mean, you want to
read your
newspaper. You do. Aww, wait, Ryan had a good
newspaper
one there.
How cute. He's we like, wipe our ass with
we cobbled the shoes out of our, like our you know, yeah. We cobbled our own shoes out of the Sunday yeah newspaper. It's like the Sunday, like the New York, out of the New York Times.
I am
these shoes.
He needs more of that.
These shoes I'm wearing right now.
He needs more of
last year's New York Post.
Like how?
Like this
every
suit,
week.
My gra- this oh, is the suit my grandpa died in.
Yeah. Or even better, it was buried in because
you're
like,
trying to
get
this you're trying to take grandpa was buried off a body in the middle of Rigo.
No,
that's
why, what?
Rigo. Rigo Mortis. What else? Oh.
You know, that's wait. By the way, yeah, that needs to be that. Is an in the intro that stuff can be right up front yeah in the introduction. I am what you're seeing here is an almost completely, you know, the idea of bragging about your own carbon footprint and how recyclable everything that is that you're doing. The words are recyclable. My oxygen that we're, you know, we're experiencing yeah here is recyclable. There's nothing here in this speech that you can't use again.
Hell.
Because I have plagiarized every moment.
Yes, exactly. That's where I was going.
You were on it. You were
yeah
on
like,
it.
Like, hell. My, I saw
there's
this
not a moment of this.
I'm like, not a plagiarist. Yeah. I'm an environmentalist.
I'm a comic recyclist.
Yeah.
I'm a comedic recyclist. I like comedic environmentalist or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell, the speech is just what happens when you cut out the interruptions from the Cal Gore's John Stewart interview last year. Something.
Guys, this has been great. Okay, toilet paper joke, and then we're done.
Read your closing statement.
Just
read the whole closing statement. It's labeled such.
We've got to start taking the less obvious environmental... Yes, less obvious environmental actions. How about don't run the water while you brush your teeth? Buy a product because it has less packaging.
Buy what? I'm sorry.
Buy a product because it has less packaging.
You need to like keep popping less every single word and hit hard.
Okay. Buy a product because it has less packaging.
Good.
Bring your own bag to the grocery store. Use both sides of that printer paper. Use both sides of that toilet paper. Well, do what you can anyway.
Good. Use both sides of that toilet paper. Use both sides of that toilet paper. Use both sides of that toilet paper.
Two ply. That's like two rolls.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. I was just saying it needed one more. That could be it.
Rule of threes. It needed a third. We use both sides of the printer paper. Read both sides of the newspaper. Whatever. I mean, just something. Or use both sides of your scratch paper.
Oh, that's
use both sides of your toilet paper.
Yeah, scratch paper, toilet paper, and then I would hit
rolling papers.
Yeah, use both sides of your rolling paper. There, that's
yeah,
good.
That's
rolling
it.
Rolling papers, put rolling paper. Put use both sides of your rolling papers. That's funny. Yeah. You're supposed to hide your scratch paper.
You roll rolling papers?
No.
I didn't get it. I thought he was like, because I was thinking like wax paper.
When you
like,
rolling papers? You know, rolling
no,
papers.
Or cigarettes.
Yeah, it's a little slow.
Oh.
Roll cigarettes or weed or what?
Okay.
Weed or cigarettes. Yeah. This is a guy I've never...
I hadn't heard that.
Never done a drug in my life.
Really?
I just had friends that did drugs. Friends. Anyway.
He makes him look like a terrible person.
What?
I had never smoked that either.
Oh, I've never done anything
paper?
At
carbon
all.
Paper?
I thought, don't underestimate
paper
yourself. Your life is
so... Is there a paper that
scratch
dissolves on contact with your
paper? Yeah, I've never even had a drink.
Write on both sides of your scratch paper.
46.
Print on both sides of your printer paper. Use both sides of your toilet paper.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah, okay. Well, I'm trying to think. Use both sides of your toilet paper. Okay, maybe not.
Write on both sides.
Okay, maybe not. That's not. That's... man.
That's commitment.
Yeah, that's yeah. But well, to me, that's gross. I mean, to me, that's what you want to say. Use both sides of your toilet paper. That's man, that's gross. That's the kind of that's the kind of dedication.
No one said going green was prettier.
That's
Going green was going.
I suppose going brown would be a more accurate description.
I like, but I love that.
Going green's never been so brown.
No one said going green would be free.
Okay, what were you?
I need your heart.
I was
going to
go
soul
along with you. I was going to say,
okay.
I just was going to say going green.
Guys, this is how this has been a blast. This is how you come up with good jokes, though. You can't come up with them. I told Ryan, we you don't come up with them in a box. I mean, in a box by yourself. It just doesn't work.
Or
yeah,
the computer,
this is a lot of fun.
Charlie.
It's impossible.
Is it or at a computer with Charlie?
Well, no. Let me just tell you this. These are great speeches. These are the easy. I'm telling you. I was dreading this a little bit because I thought, oh, God, you know, what state are these speeches going to be in? And then I was, like, blown away by how fully fleshed out. Everything had great premises. And so you guys are just, you know, you're pennies, nickels, and dimes away from cashing in. You're not, you know, large gaps away.
Yeah.
So this is it.
Well, that's why I didn't want to have you in earlier. I was waiting until...
Yeah, you guys got stuff. Great job, man. I mean, Charlie, great job. And these guys, because I know this is not a solo effort.
Yeah, these guys, yeah. It was good.
All three?
No, I know. Everybody's
had their hands.
These speeches are fully... Your speeches are ready to be